A reading from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 12. And he began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard and put a fence around it, and dug a pit for the winepress, and built a tower, and leased it to tenants, and went into another country. When the season came, he sent a servant to the tenants to get from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. And they took him, and beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. And again he sent to them another servant, and they struck him on the head, and treated him shamefully. And they sent another, and him he killed. And so with many others, some they beat, some they killed. And he had still one other, a beloved son. Finally he sent him to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But those tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." And they took him, and killed him, and threw him out of the vineyard. What will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the tenants, and give the vineyards to others. Have you not read this scripture? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it was marvelous in our eyes. And they were seeking to arrest him, but feared the people, for they perceived that he had told the parable against them. So they left him and went away. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Paul Newman, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Bedford, Indiana.
It is claimed by some that we have misnamed just about all of the parables. This is not accurate in the case of the parable of the unfaithful tenants in Mark 12, for this parable is directed against those who were entrusted with the Word of God, but failed to rightly handle that Word. It's easy to condemn those who pervert God's Word to match their own expectations, as did Adolf Hitler and others we see in history. It is easy to condemn those who, even today, turn a deaf ear to the truth of the word and go about seeking a type of religion molded into their own ideas and thoughts rather than being molded by the word. It's not so easy for us to see how we ourselves fit into the same category. When we shape God's word to fit the outcomes we desire, we are just as guilty as the scribes and Pharisees. They fought against God himself, even though God stood right in front of them. The tenants of their parable sought to answer only one question: what can I get out of this? They knew that by killing the son, when the owner died, they could lay claim to the vineyard and rise up the ladder to now being owner. When we twist the word to justify the sin in which we wallow, we are a present-day Hitler, a present-day unfaithful tenant. We set ourselves up to rise above everything and everyone else and try to make ourselves into more than what we are. Kind of reminds one of the Tower of Babel, doesn't it? We reshape the word or take the word out of context so as to prove the correctness of our own agenda and choose to ignore the reality of Christ as he stands right before our very face. We face and deserve the same condemnation given to those religious leaders so long ago. Thankfully, this condemnation isn't the only thrust of the parable. We see the owner of the vineyard over and over again reach out to the unfaithful tenants. We see where the owner provides multiple opportunities for the wicked tenants to see the love of the owner, who reaches out with a message of forgiveness. The many servants who were sent would not have gone just to claim the right of collecting rent. The owner could have done that through the court system. By sending his servants, and finally his son, the owner was being patient and was pleading with the tenants to return from strain, from rebellion, to a rightful and prosperous relationship of owner and tenant. The owner was reaching down to the tenants, extending the hand of forgiveness and restoration. This is the very nature of God. Even though he has every right to issue a judgment of condemnation and destruction, he has compassion and patience with his creation. Even though his creation rejects, attacks, and wants to kill him, God continues to reach out with his love. this love that had him send his only son to proclaim the message of forgiveness and restoration. This love that extended the hand of Christ through which the nail was driven. This is the hand our Heavenly Father extends to us, to those near us, and to the entire world. We who are God's people are the ones who continually go to the unfaithful, bringing that extension of the Father's hand. We proclaim the plea of the Father with that same compassion and patience the Father has with us. People may not be all that willing to listen to the word the first or even the fifth time it is proclaimed to them. They may react with derision or anger or even violence. Yet, we continue to proclaim. For we know that when people are restored in that relationship of forgiveness, they will have prosperity and faith and the peace that surpasses all understanding. And may that peace keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
We thank Pastor Paul Newman for our meditation on God's Word.